1248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Ron DeSantis has officially joined the Republican race for president, but his declaration didn't go quite as planned. Correspondent Peter King has our top story from Orlando.
It was supposed to be an unconventional announcement using Twitter Spaces with owner Elon Musk, but much of the early stream was unlistenable.
All right, great. So let's see.
Crash it did repeatedly, but when the stream finally kicked in about 20 minutes late, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made it official.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback.
His campaign starts with a reported $200 million war chest.
Still no deal on the debt ceiling, and there's a new warning.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. With only a week left for lawmakers to agree on a bipartisan plan, Fitch Ratings has put the U.S. on notice for a potential credit downgrade if no deal is reached. The deadline is June 1st. After that, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the U.S. may no longer be able to pay the bills.
The IRS whistleblower who raised a red flag over an investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes has given his first public interview to CBS News. Gary Shapley was supervising the probe of the president's son.
There was multiple steps that were slow walked at the direction of the Department of Justice. These deviations from normal process, and each and every time it seemed to always benefit the subject.
The investigation began more than 3 years ago. Fans around the world are remembering Tina Turner. In London, audience members at Tina the Musical were teary-eyed when they found out she died during intermission. Ed Benalis paid tribute at her Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
I listen to her constantly. I love seeing her performance. I love seeing her dance. And she was just a joyful soul.
Tina Turner was 83. The number of people in the U.S. over the age of 65 boomed over the past decade as baby boomers began hitting retirement age. Census data show senior ranks rose almost 39% between 2010 and 2020. The country's median age is now 38.8. That's up from 37.2 in 2010. 5 years after the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriages, they account for about 1% of households. That includes same-sex partnerships. And they're sizing up the damage from a super typhoon on Guam. Category 4 storm blasted the island with powerful rain and 140-mile-an-hour winds, uprooting trees, flipping cars and trucks, and knocking out power. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 36. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Upper 70s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
We are back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Yes, indeed. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, of which there's not many left. Womp, womp.
That did not sound like a sympathetic womp, womp. That sounded more like a... Ha ha, you're done, womp womp.
No!
Yeah, it felt like it.
We like it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it for the last couple months.
It was the first thing to be axed.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So if you missed yesterday's show, we're talking about this. I think all the shows are talking about this. We're having a little bit of a shakeup.
Rearrangement
of the Civic Media schedule as we welcome new local shows to some of the different local stations. We switch everyone who had a 3-hour show is going to a 2-hour show. It's better for podcasts. It's better just for consistency across all the shows. And for our show in particular, it means we are moving from... we're going to start at 10 instead of 11, and we will be done at 12 instead of 2. And so as we were talking about how to condense 3 hours into 2 hours...
Starting to tear up.
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Hour is now going to be like...
Didn't even say right.
A half hour?
No, don't even. Don't even. Don't even. If you can't give it a full hour, don't even.
30 minutes of No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power.
Because here's
hour.
The thing, Jane. Here's the thing, Kristen. I see what's going on here. All right. I see through the lies. You start at a half an hour, then it turns into the 15 minute, then it turns into half a segment. Then it's just gone.
Then it's just a game.
Then it's not even a this is not a game.
It's not a game. We're talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
And I'm a company man, all right? You understand me? I'm a company man. I understand the moves. But what I don't understand is why you want to axe it with such impunity that you don't even care that it's going away.
We do care that it's going away. Actually, we got a comment yesterday on the live stream that said... Our friend Changerous said, he's like, does that mean no more fun hour?
Yeah, Changerous, guess what?
But now we just have to put fun throughout the entire show.
Nothing's fun anymore. It's not fun. It is the non-fun, ho-hum, salty... Time.
Great.
Pirate.
I'm so glad, Greg, you don't take things personally.
Whatever, Jane.
Not a sensitive soul at all.
I got the soul of a worn trucker.
But so you only have one more next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Will be your last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. But you will still be here on Wednesdays.
If you'll have me.
We will definitely
absolutely.
Have you.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. At the noon hour... I'm just going to get on my phone. I'll give my number out. And while you're all done, I'm just going to allow people to call in. We'll group chat it, and I'll just talk for like an hour
and see what happens. Discord channel and see who joins.
Totally. I mean, let's see how this goes. This is how Joe Rogan started, right? Joe Rogan started like that way.
Totally.
Just giving out his phone number to people and call in.
Chatting.
Yeah, and then he totally said some cool things, right?
He's
totally. a totally cool guy. You see, I'm an innovator. No difference. Don't even start with me. Don't even start with me.
Is there a different way to pronounce innovator?
No, it's okay. Just innovator. You're thinking of innovative. Jerk. I'm just saying here, I will mourn next week. I will wear all black. I will come.
I hope it's really hot.
I look hot in black. Let me tell you.
I actually checked the forecast. It's going to be, we were in it for a beautiful stretch of weather.
I wear a black hat.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Is that hot for you?
Dude, look at me. You're made
for winter.
I am made of like insulation. Like if you were doing an autopsy on me, it would be like, is that cake? No, it's attic insulation inside of him, which I actually have a joke about in my stand-up. But point is, I will be sad, but you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Jane. I'm happy for the show. I'm happy for everybody. Because I think 2 hours will be perfect. Especially just from my point of view, these last few weeks. Those first hours we've been doing, been real fun.
Real fun.
Yep. Getting good engagement with people. I think that's going to help y'all. But I know we can talk about this off air.
So we're excited. We're excited about the time change. We're excited about the schedule changes. So as you're listening to your favorite shows, nothing's going away. So it just may be in a different...
Getting shifted
around as far as when things are starting, when things are ending. Some things are going in the morning. Some things are going in the afternoon. But that is all officially happening June 5th. So until then, programming per usual. All right.
Yeah.
My question. Jane, you can't answer this because you're not a beer drinker.
All right.
No, not at all?
No.
Oh.
Buttery Chardonnay.
I should get that as my license plate.
Next to Danger. Well, is it Danger Lady Jane or is it Buttery Chardonnay?
Oh, it's a tough call between the two of those.
But so I just, is there anyone out there, whether is there anyone out there who has changed their watery light beer drinking habits since, I guess in general, but I mean, obviously in reaction to the Bud Light controversy.
I mean, Kid Rock definitely knew how to shoot up a case of beer.
He missed three times.
I know.
But, and I don't, I'm not saying if you're saying I'm not buying it now, or you're saying I am buying it to support them. But there's also, because there's two different articles I found in the last week. One was from Vox, one was from Vice. The Vice one is the beer ad culture war is killing me inside. And then the Vox one is, have all the beers gone woke in investigation? Because apparently, and I didn't see this, even before the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light commercials came out, Miller Lite had done something for Women's History Month as far as a campaign. It was Alana Glazer, who is a comedian, actress. She was in Broad City. And it was basically a campaign around taking old beer ads where women were in bikinis, composting those ads, then like selling them as fertilizer to like grow the hops that then they will use by female beer makers. Like it was very
convoluted. Yeah.
And so then there was some right wing people who got upset about that and like supporting women. And I just, in general, like, does this, it obviously is working because, well, I'm not sure Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going broke. Sales are down. As I said yesterday, I have a friend who works for Pabst and my friends who work for Miller who've said sales have been up. So certainly this is a protest that has been lasting. So there are people out there who are holding to their guns and like expect these corporations to be your political ally when they are very much not. And I'm just, is there anyone who can attest to either this influencing you on what kind of light beer you buy? 844-967-2789. I would just, if it has, I would love to hear the reason. Because like for me, I'm still going to, well, I'm not going to do anything because I don't think the baby wants Miller Lite. But
they want a craft beer.
They want a craft and a And it, what is it? River West Stein.
River West Stein, East Side Dark, and Extended Play, all available.
Extended Play. They're all very good.
All available.
But I just, it's interesting to me how many people are, like, it's because we're now that we're entering Pride Month, all the corporations are going to get super pridey and sell stuff. And Target's been doing this for years, but even them are kind of getting bullied into taking things down. And so it's just like, but I think this like illusion, and we kind of talked about it yesterday of like brands that we trust and the reputational score, but also like, I don't know. Does people really believe that the companies that they buy stuff from believe in what their marketing campaigns say? And that they're like your friend and your ally versus like just doing whatever they can to sell you more stuff?
I think that some people do. I think some people just, like the thing with Target we were talking about before off air, you know, Target has always had a history of doing Pride Month clothing, that kind of stuff. But they are a company that has given heavily to Republican candidates in Minnesota.
Totally.
Very anti-LGBTQ commit candidates they've done in the past. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, you know, I can go to Target. I don't have to go to Walmart or I can buy Pride stuff there, but you know, don't make me face reality. I mean, the fact of this, they're corporations, they're billion-dollar corporations. They will do whatever it takes to make money. Mm-hmm. They do not care even about their own employees' opinions, most likely. If it gets to the bottom line, they'll either do it or not do it. And individuals who are fooling themselves into thinking that Miller Lite or Bud Light or whatever, that's just what they are. They're fools. I mean,
well, and this is because this is from the Vox article, and I thought this was poignant. So, you know, in exactly what you said, because same thing with Anheuser-Busch and then the beer companies, like basically Miller Lite, Molson Coors and Anheuser-Busch basically own almost all of the beer you're going to ever drink.
Pretty much.
In the U.S.
Yep.
And it's basically craft breweries that haven't been bought up by them yet. And that's it. And so, but it's like, so on the one hand, they have these marketing campaigns that are like progressive or woke or whatever. But as you said, the way that they donate, the way that the bills that they're lobbying for certainly lean a different way. And so this is quoting from the Vox article. It's almost like beer companies do not have a consistent, coherent set of morals and values consumers should look to for cues on what to buy. The same goes for all companies. For that matter, corporations are not your friends, let alone your political allies. Think of it this way. Whatever your political inclinations, the beers are the drinking buddies you suspect don't really have your best interest at heart when they suggest you order one more beer at the bar before you head home. They've been putting all the rounds on your tab and are drinking with the other guy at the bar who really irks you. I was like, that's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. I mean, this is what it comes down to. None of these companies, none of them, I don't care if it's beer, I don't care if it's clothes, I don't care what it is. If they are a multi-million dollar company, they don't care about you. They just don't.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
So I'm interested. I'm interested to hear from you if any of this controversy has changed your purchasing habits in the last bit, as far as makes you want to buy it more, wants to make you buy it less. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Budweiser, you said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the call. Budweiser beer's the one that's leading the rest. When you say Bud, and Beechwood aging makes it beer at its best. When you say Bud,
did you know? know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 62. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 39. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Once again, high of 62 today. Low of 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha. Broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Exasperation.
Sorry. Go on. I apologize.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinair. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that,
Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course we have Jane Madner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 69. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 36. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 74. Upper 70s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Cost. At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org. Have your screening. your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Again.
Hiking to come into contact with this, or is this kind of just like at a park?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it at a park. It likes sunny areas, so probably not so bad in a forest. It avoids the shade.
Okay.
But it can be found in a wide variety of moisture habitats. So yeah, that's another part of it. But definitely sunny areas. That's where it likes to focus. You can find it in roadsides, disturbed sites, so like old fields, things like that. So I would recommend staying on trails if you're in a sunny area. Definitely avoid it.
Because, again, it's one of those things that I think we've all seen
And it looks pretty innocuous. You know, you wouldn't think that it had such dangerous properties. So do we have to blowtorch it, or how do we get rid of this stuff?
Yeah, so there's a variety of methods to control for this species. The most common one that I've seen done, or I've done myself, is using like a spade or a shovel to cut the taproot about 1 to 2 inches below the soil, or just straight up pulling the plant out of the ground if you can. You know, wear gloves, long sleeves. I would even wear like a face mask, you know, something so you don't get burns on your face. So that's a really effective method. But otherwise, if that's good for small populations, if you have a larger population, you're going to want to maybe mow it, usually when it starts to flower, but before it has started to set seed. Otherwise, you're just going to be spreading seeds around. So those are the two most common methods. Otherwise, herbicides are another option, but yeah.
And so because we're talking to Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki, who are invasive species specialists at the Wisconsin DNR, and about wild parsnips.
Which people need to know about.
Which people need to know about. Because
yes, Jane, yes.
So why, like, what is the biology of, like, they are in the same family as parsnips that we eat, correct?
That's right. So wild parsnip, they were originally as a garden variety. And people have been cultivating parsnips in Europe and Asia for millennia. So I was doing a bit of reading on the cultivation of parsnips. And so people like to use them as like a sugar substitute before the occurrence of like cane sugar. And you kind of see that as a carryover into things like carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
So people would either like roast the parsnips by themselves, or they would incorporate them into other baked goods. Going on to your last segment, I saw that in the areas in Northern Ireland, people would take parsnips and they would add them with hops, and then they would boil them and turn them into beer and then also into liquor.
Interesting.
So there's enough sugar in that, so that allows you to turn it into kind of a brew. There's some other interesting things about the history of the cultivation. So in Europe and in ancient Rome, there's the Emperor Tiberius. So he was known to enjoy parsnips, and as part of the tribute from Gaul and Germania, he would receive them. And so apparently, the parsnips from that part of the world were sweeter because of the cold snap than what they could cultivate already in Italy. There's also other mentions of it being used in medicine. So there was a Greek physician named Galen, and so he was also at the time of the gladiators. So he was a Greek physician, and they came to Rome. And then he was one of the first physicians that wrote things down about different kinds of approaches. With the medicinal use of parsnips, so the Persians had described the uses as a gastric tonic, a laxative, a kidney stone crusher, and a diuretic.
Kidney stone crusher.
Kidney stone crusher. That's my wrestling name.
And then in England, there was another physician. His name was Nicholas Culpepper, and this is in 1652. And he has this great line that says, "But the wild parsnips hath a cutting and attenuating, cleansing and an opening quality therein. It resists and helps the bitings of serpents, eases the pains and stitches in the sides, and dissolves wind both in the stomach and bowels, and provokes urine."
Jason, so I'm sorry, Jason. Next time you gotta do the accent next time. Come on.
Sorry. My skills are only just so far.
So in certain ways, parsnips are almost like, because I remember reading about this with like aloe, where it was like this magical plant that had all of these different things that it could solve. And so it sounds like parsnips, the ones that you can eat, we're seen or have been seen similarly as far as it being a medicine, being used for all these different reasons. And so when did it switch, or how does it switch from being, you know, a snack that you can make into beer and use for medicine and crush some kidney stones to like, don't touch this, it will change your genetic code and burn you?
So all these plants that are in the carrot family, carrots, parsnips, celery, they all have those furanocoumarins. And what can happen is if you have a plant, or sometimes even animals, if you cease to cultivate them or maintain them, they can then revert back to a wild type. And then the local environment can then change how those genes are expressed. And that's one of the problems with parsnip. It reverted back to a wild form. and then those Furano coumarins are present.
So you can't harm the wild parsnips. You should not be going for the root and trying to make something out of the root.
I have heard of some people still being able to do that. I am not a forager in that way, so I can't make any recommendations on foraging wild parsnips for personal use.
And what purpose in nature does it serve? I mean, is there somebody who eats them?
There's different organisms that eat parsnips. There's actually as a potential biocontrol, there is a kind of a web worm that will eat parsnip, but we've not seen it occur in large enough numbers to actually control populations. Goats can feed on it. Other herbivores can eat on it.
Goats are amazing. Goats are garbage disposals. Anything.
And in some cases, when you have animals that will feed on plants that have that furano coumarin, it will build up in their skin. And so you can see cases where horses, cattle, goats, they will have a sunburn on the top of their muzzle where the fur is thinnest.
Interesting.
And here I was just sitting there going, parsnips? Why are we talking about parsnips? I am so fascinated.
So I guess so we know parsnips, but as summer is coming and people are spending more time outside, what other species, as two invasive species specialists, what else should people watch out for this summer?
So there we have different invasive species that are in the state.
Okay.
And so one rule that we have that helps govern the control of them is called NR40. It's the state's invasive species rule. Mm-hmm. And species can be regulated under one of two classes. They can be either restricted or prohibited. Prohibited species are our early detection plants and animals. That if they are detected in the landscape, we want to know about them as quickly as we can so that we can mobilize funding, staff, partners, so that we can help control them while they're still in small sizes. There are other plants and animals that we have that are on the list that pose dangers in their own ways. So we've got, like we were talking about parsnip, that's a human health hazard. The giant hogweed's another one. Japanese knotweed, if you've your homes. Japanese knotweed has been known to punch through asphalt. It can break through the foundations of your basement.
Wow.
There have been pictures of it, like where if it lands on a flat roof, it will punch down through your roof and ceiling and grow into your home.
What?
Oh my God!
We need to set you people up with some movie producers because there's a horror movie waiting to be made out of this stuff.
It's the Poison Ivy character from Batman.
I'm thinking Little Shop of Horrors now too. It's just like I was going to say I'm never going outside again. I don't know what to do anymore. Plants will just beat us. They win. They win.
Mother Earth undefeated.
Yep, she'll always win.
And so many of these plants, they have these defenses because they can't escape. They can't run away. So it's like one of the like a philosophical question, like why do plants have thorns? Why are they poisonous? So plants, like you've got nicotine. It's a natural insecticide because it will short circuit the insect's nervous system.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're coming up against a break, so we have to let you go. But this was fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki. We'll send me all that information in my email so I can put it on today's show notes so people know what to look out for when it comes to wild parsnip. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
I want to have a parsnip. Open, peel, bite. Let's have a parsnip because we're going to buy and buy and buy and give Tesco money. A parsnip's like a carrot. That's more slender, tall, and slim.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 62. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. Bright sunshine again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Another look at the short range. 62 today, 39 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM at 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how.
Can we just listen to that whole song?
Speaking cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say.
That song is amazing.
I've definitely said that thing.
Garfunkel notes are amazing.
But I also feel like that's an unfair question. It's like, oh, did you want a boy or a girl? It's like, what? How are you supposed to respond to that?
It's
yes, I wanted a boy, but I'm having a girl. Like, it's like a silly small talk question.
I know, but the way that the smug pregnant woman answer is just like, ugh, why did I even bother asking in the first place? Yeah. You don't understand life until you have a baby, Greg. I guess I'll never understand life. Thank you, Jane, for bringing that up. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And then I also found, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. It's not an original.
Let's have Parsnips.
Let's have a Parsnip. I knew that I knew that beat. It is a parody song of the Scissor Sisters' Let's Have a Kiki. I want to have a Kiki. Yes. And I can't, we didn't have time to play it, but I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
Oh my God.
And so I will put that in the show notes as well today. But
I'm sorry, I just want to say that wild parsnip thing was really interesting.
I wanted to keep talking.
So fascinating.
I wanted to keep talking about it. I wanted to keep
you. And you were so skeptical.
I was. Well, of course I was. We're talking about parsnips. I don't know anything about parsnips.
That's why we listen to this program, Greg.
That's true.
Okay. Well, pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. I mean, and both of them had very relaxing voices. I just want them to read books to me.
Japanese, also just the name of some of these things, like wild parsnips. Yeah, kind of a boring name. Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Giant hogweed.
Yeah.
Like.
And I am genuinely surprised that horror movie producers haven't, maybe they have, but that stuff sounds seriously like right out of a movie
there,
with roots that can bash through your asphalt and your basement and stuff.
And he's not kidding. I just looked up a picture of giant hogweed, and I don't think the woman in this picture is 6'4", as Jason says that he is, but it is 2.5 size, like, 2.5 times taller than her.
Wow.
Yeah. Of how tall this, and it's this adult woman.
There's even a song by the band Genesis called Return of the Giant Hogweed. I mean, that's...
Is there really?
Yeah, it's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer.
Return of the giant Hogweed.
What give me a this, second. Just give me
what
a
is
second.
The song about?
Who knows? Peter Gabriel wrote it in the early 70s.
It's probably a lot of drugs.
Fanciful walking through meadows and things of that nature.
All right. Well, while Jane tries to find it, let's talk about who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is one Marlon Hill. He's been on the Boondocks. He has been on Showtime at the Apollo. He has been a Milwaukee comedian for decades now.
He's from Milwaukee. Nice.
And he will be actually recording his DVD this weekend. So there's a show Thursday, there's show Friday.
There's still DVDs?
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to try to explain technology to that man. I love him to death, but whatever. One show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday, all shows at 7:30. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. Get your tickets because they are selling well right now.
Nice.
And you wanna make sure if you want to come down, it's going to have great opening acts. And it's always great to have Marlon here for a weekend because he's just a good guy, lots of good energy, really good to the community for comedy, and just positive dude. Love him to death.
Hey, and it's a nice long weekend. What a great fun way to, enjoy the weekend. And
yeah.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of getting your comedy on.
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to be performing soon.
I will be.
Not in Milwaukee.
In July I will be, but not coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But coming up in the next 2 weeks, you will be performing in Chicago.
In Chicago, the 2nd and 3rd at the Den Theater, opening up for one Mr. Hari Kondabolu.
Are we going to get him on the show?
We will. I will work on that. Yeah, I do want to get him on the show to talk about a couple of things, like his new special, Vacation Baby, mm-hmm. which is on YouTube right now. And he also just... did a really good podcast episode with Hank Azaria regarding Apu and The Simpsons.
Wow.
So I want to talk to him about both those things. And I will work on getting those in the next couple weeks, if that's possible.
Yeah. But that is, for people who do not know, that was kind of, I'm not sure that's his big breakthrough, but that was, he made a little bit of a name for himself with his kind of march against Apu, the character.
Well, it wasn't.
You can probably explain it better than
I
can.
Yeah, so he did a documentary called "The Problem with Apu."
And yes,
it's basically looking at South Asian representation in media, and the crux of it is that Hari, growing up as a lifelong Simpsons fan, his big problem was Apu defined him to people, so he had to deal with the stereotypes that came from that show being thrown back at him, and he's like, "I love the Simpsons." But that doesn't mean you can't critique something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a name for himself by doing that. And one of the things he called for in that, he wanted to just have a conversation with Hank Azaria, and it never ended up happening. I was telling you this, I'll get him on the show and he can explain it and keep in tune for the interview, because I just want to say this, Hank Azaria is a next level human. I will say that based on what Hari has told me about
Hank's
journey. So yeah, we'll get him on the show, but yeah, June 2nd and 3rd, the Den Theater in Chicago. Tickets are available. 4 shows. I will be hosting. It'll be amazing.
Send me those links so I can put in the show notes.
I will send you those links.
And you can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Get those pictures of the wild parsnips.
I will get the pictures. Yeah, there's a lot. I have a busy afternoon. I'm going to get these up today.
Jane's all about that parsnip, baby.
I'm on a mission.
Did you find the giant hogweed song?
I did. We'll use it on the way out.
It's ridiculous.
What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do we have any closing thoughts, any closing notes for before we do our second to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour?
Corporations don't care about you.
Okay. That's a good recap.
Yep.
What else? What should we recap? Basically that healthcare is a sham in this country.
Yep.
That politicians don't really give a flying F about gun control, or some don't.
Or kids.
Shout out and the woman who we all decided that we would probably rather take probation than go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's roundup. Genevieve told us about housing, beer wars, parsnips. Yeah, it was a good show.
We just shouted out.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, we did.
I love it. That's what I love about this show, baby.
All right. Well, tomorrow we will do it all again. We will have our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So if you have questions about women's health or health in general, you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But in general, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. We will see you back here tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.